Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. The date today is the 22nd of Sha'ban, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Muhammad Mufti Akusab, Hafidhullah. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, man? How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How's Mufti Sahab doing today?
Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, alhamdulillah. Every day. Another day Allah gives us opportunities. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Every day could be our last. Alhamdulillah.
True. Where's Mufti Sahab heading today?
Inshallah, a nice town called Washbeck.
Okay. Where's Washbeck?
Washbeck, not far from Lady Smith. Okay. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Ali started off there in Washbeck. He was the Imam there for many, many years. It's a very ancient masjid there. From Washbank, he used to make effort in Singha reserves, and he used to go into the locations, go into the areas, meet the people, serve the communities, invite people to Islam. Even in the time when doing missionary work was banned in South Africa for Muslims, because missionary work was confined to the Christians, then Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah continued with serving the community. He would go into the reserves where it wasn't allowed for anyone to go, and he used to work on the people, teach the people. He even established a masjid there, alhamdulillah, in the Mshinga reserves. But the masjid that Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima was the imam of is still standing there in Washington. Renovated also a beautiful masjid, alhamdulillah. Wonderful community there, alhamdulillah. Uncle Akbar and a few wonderful brothers there, they renovated the masjid. Alhamdulillah. Then Allah's father, not far from there, there was a Hindustani brother. When last year, Allah gave us an opportunity to go to another community nearby, Dandi, to meet the business people, to request their permission to meet their staff. So they allowed us to speak to their staff for 15, 20 minutes. Alhamdulillah, Muslims are good people. We requested politely. Some of them allowed us to talk to 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 staff. Really, they allowed us to speak to 2 of the staff members. We spoke and we presented Islam, explaining to them, this is what Islam is all about. This is what Islam means. This is what Muslims do. And clarifying some issues that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not for the Indian people, or Islam doesn't mean India. Just clarifying certain issues, explaining the beauty of Islam, taking their questions, if any. Alhamdulillah. And when we did that, it had a profound effect, Allah saw that. Where at least the messages of Islam is given. True. Whether the person wants to embrace Islam after that or not is another issue.
True.
But we have to convey the message. This is the problem that Muslims don't understand. That inviting every person has to receive the message of Islam. At least they should know what is Islam, and they should know that they are also welcome if they want to become Muslim. It is for them also. So when we were returning, and we had to stop for Asr somewhere in a town called Benko. So there was an owner of a steel plant there, and we asked him permission to use his water and to perform salah on the lawn. Now, we were travelers. We could have went to the masjid, which is the best. But sometimes if we're traveling and we seize the opportunity, and we make salah in the lawn where people can see, it's also lovely, especially we can seize this opportunity when we are traveling. So we made our salah there, and we got speaking to this man, and he was watching us perform our salah. So we called him, why don't you come pray with us? So he joined us. And after the prayer, we made dhikr, we made some dua. We made dua in English, because at least he can understand and learn from there. But we can also, it's so beautiful to talk to Allah, the Creator. Then he sent a message that evening, that he was so amazed. He knows so many Muslims, and no one has ever offered him such an opportunity. So we remembered he said he stays near this area of Washbank. So we invited him to join us today. He responded in the message this week that he's so happy to be invited. First time he's invited to a masjid. He's going to come, and we're going to take him for lunch, and inshallah, Allah give him tawfiq to embrace Islam. So that was something nice. Allah given us the opportunity to remember that 2 months ago it was that brother, and we. So alhamdulillah, people want to know the truth, and Allah is giving us that opportunity. Hopefully Allah give him tawfiq to come. Because what happens is, when a person wants to come, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said shaitan puts hindrances in the way of a person, but wanting a person to come. But yes, the mu'min will make effort on each other and make an effort on them and make the ikram and show them the beauty of Islam. And this was a prominent brother. He said, I know so many Muslims throughout my life. No one has ever afforded me a few minutes to explain to me what Islam is all about. All we were told is, no, you cannot come near, you are not clean, and so forth. Some of our Muslims have this way of actually chasing people away thereby, that, you know, they'll cut you, you know, you are not clean, your children come here. Actually, that attitude of ours is a total result of not understanding the life of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not understanding the Meccan life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Medinan life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how people would come, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to treat them. One of the people that came to Medina Munawwara in this month, it was one of the latter years, and it seems to be the ninth year after Hijrah. He finally came after having and harboring a lot of hatred. He was a king in near Persia, and his sister then, when she visited Medina, or she was brought to Medina Munawwara, but now she saw the beauty of Islam. Safana was her name. And then when she was sent home to her brother, she said to her brother, how dare you run away from such a good man? And she explained to him the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He mustered up the courage and he came. But in this month of Sha'ban, and the way Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam welcomed him warmly, kindly, took him home, spoke to him, explained to him. So it's so easy. Just yesterday, two Afrikaners came to Darul Ulum. They wanted to meet our principal. And our principal was in a meeting. So I had a free period. So I seized the opportunity. I knew, I asked the secretary, Maulana Umar Sahib, he said, he messaged me as soon as Maulana is available. I took them home, just made their ikram, and then just presented the beauty of Islam to them, explaining to them what we believe about Isa alayhi salam. The two brothers who came all the way from Ladysmith for some work, but were so amazed about Islam. They also said, no one has ever told us. See, the problem is so many people have never ever received the message. So our studying events that happened in this month, one is Hazrat Bashir bin Sa'd. He was the father of the great Sahabi Nu'man bin Bashir. Hazrat Nu'man bin Bashir was very young when he learned hadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam departed from this transitory world, so this Sahabi Bashir, Bashir radiallahu anhu, his name was Zahm. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed his name to Bashir. Because Zahm has some negative connotation, like means traffic or crowded, no space. So Bashir, good news, glad tidings. Bashir's wife's name radiallahu anha was Jahbama. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed her name to Layla. Anyway, this Sahabi was sent in the path of Allah in this month of Sha'ban, and they went to an area, there were 30 of them. Then they did Allah's work there, they served Allah there. As they were returning, there was a tribe from Banu Murrah, and the Banu Murrah tribe attacked this troop of Sahaba, this Jamaat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they tried to defend themselves, they tried to fight back, and all of them were assassinated or killed. One Sahabi got saved, Allah rescued him. His name was Bashir, the same Bashir. And he comes to Medina Munawwara, he gives the karguzari. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt so sad for the Sahaba who were shaheed. But in this, what was amazing was, when he was badly wounded, as he was going to Medina Munawwara alone, everyone else was shaheed from his men, he stopped in a town called Fadak. Now, Fadak is interesting because there, a Jewish tribe lived. That area was run by the Jews. And the Jews gave him wonderful treatment. They treated his wounds. They were good to him. And when he felt better, when he had recovered, then he returned to Medina Munawwara. As I was studying this, I'm remembering, and I would love everyone to look into this, in the Hayat al-Sahaba of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahimahullah, in the first volume, there's the chapter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's journeys to meet and his gush during the Hajj, and he would meet the different tribes. One of the tribes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met was the Banu Abs tribe. Now remember which tribe we were speaking about? The area called Fadak. Just remember Fadak. Now we're digressing, and inshallah, we will come back, respected Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're discussing our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making gush, and he spoke to the Banu Abs tribe. Who's narrating this? His name was Abdullah bin Wabisa, who narrates on his father, who narrates on his grandfather. So anyway, he says that Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us. And we were in our tents in Mina. And not far from the first Jamarat, next to Masjid Khadr, where we were camped. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came on a conveyance, and he had Zayd bin Haritha on that occasion. Now interestingly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make gush and meet the people and invite people to Islam with different sahaba. Sometimes with Hazrat Abu Bakr, sometimes with Hazrat Ali, sometimes with Hazrat Abbas. These beautiful reports where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Ali were together. What amazing discussions we had with the different tribes. Like we discussed Al-Musanna not long ago with the sahabi who takes Islam strongly into Persia. He was met on the occasion of Hajj when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him to Islam. Allah's beloved, mind you, was not there to perform Hajj because Hajj was not a ruling in Islam by that time in the Meccan stage. But our beloved was there solely to invite to Islam. Like here he was with Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. And this tribe leader says, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited us to Islam. But by Allah, we didn't respond positively. And he's regretting and he's saying this. وَلَا خُيِّرَ لَنَا It wasn't good for us that we heard the da'wah. And at that time, we should have accepted. And then he says, وَقَدْ سَمَعْنَا بِهِ وَبِدُعَائِهِ فِي الْمُوسِمِ We heard about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we used to invite to Allah during the Hajj time. And he came to us and he gave us da'wah. But among us was a man by the name of Maysara bin Masruq al-Absi. And Maysara said, by Allah, I take an oath, O my people, if we accept this man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take him to where we stay, that would be the best thing we can ever do. By Allah, his deen will reach far and wide, hatta yablugha kulla mablagh. So Maysara's community and tribesmen said, what is wrong with you, Maysara? Do not put us into what we cannot bear. What is wrong with you? Keep quiet. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw promising signs in Maysara. So spoke to him, he then spoke to him individually. What we learn from here, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave da'wah collectively, and he also gave da'wah individually. Like we see in Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, the Quran Kareem, subhanAllah. When the Quran comes to da'wah, Quran details the matter, the aspect, leaving no stone unturned or any ambiguity as far as how to give da'wah, and what to say in the da'wah, and who to give da'wah to, and how to approach people, and so forth. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا Allah gave them open da'wah and I gave them collective da'wah. Hazrat Nuh alayhi wa sallam gave da'wah night and day, and he even speaks to Allah in his du'a the reaction of his people. Oh Allah, when I spoke to them and I speak to them, they stuff their fingers in their ears. Basically that's to insult Hazrat Nuh, to discourage him and to urge him to stop giving the da'wah. But Hazrat Nuh would not give up. Then he says, oh my Allah, when I'm speaking to them and they're blocking their faces, وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ and they persist and insist not to accept, وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا and oh Allah, arrogantly, haughtily would they change movie. Imagine Allah is telling our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in chapter 71 of them. Allah is telling us, as the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how the Anbiya gave da'wah. Now imagine there's a beautiful hadith in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, a Sahih report. And this is also in the Sahih Bukhari, where Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be called on Judgment Day. And he will be asked, did you convey the message? And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will say, oh, now I conveyed the message to my people. Now, basically, this is the court case of Judgment Day. Then the Ummah of Hazrat Nuh will be called. Now, who's this? Every one of his Ummah. Yes, there were 80 who embraced Islam, but his night and day effort, night and day, going to every one of them, was not upon the 80. He wouldn't give time to the 80, but his night and day effort was to the other hundreds of thousands and millions who were not of the Muslim. The 80, he did teach them. They were his supporters. They were his helpers. But we're so fortunate to have the Jamaat today to work on us. Because look at Muslims. Look at the plight of Muslims. SubhanAllah. Look at how the kidnappings are taking place. And when you hear that Muslims are behind some of these hideous crimes, you just want to cry and think, Ya Allah, what is the pitiable state of the Muslim Ummah? That despite so many times the Jamaat's knocking our door, reminding us to connect to masjid, still a Muslim can harm another human being, another of Allah's creation. How despicable, how despicable. Don't we fear standing before Allah one day to answer for our deeds? And Allah will not forgive us for the harms we incur upon His creation. The harm, the zulm upon creation is unforgivable until we pay them for the wrongs we did to them. Allah save us from harming Allah's creation. Amen. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be asked. He says, Allah gave them the da'wah. So then the Ummah of Hazrat Nuh will be asked. They will say, we heard no such thing, no message of Islam was given to us by Nuh alayhi salam. So now there's a debate on this on Judgment Day. Then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be asked to call upon a witness. Who will witness for you that you fulfilled the right of da'wah and you gave them the da'wah? Imagine, my respected mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, Hazrat Nuh will call upon this ummah. You, this Hazrat Nuh will call upon this ummah who will speak out and say, oh Allah, we testify, we bear testimony that Hazrat Nuh gave the da'wah. He fulfilled the haqq of da'wah. And this ummah will be asked, how do you know? And this ummah will respond, Allah, you've told us in the Quran that you revealed upon our beloved Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will win the case. But imagine, what is our worth that Hazrat Nuh calls upon this ummah? That's why we have to love the brothers of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ta'if and he spoke about Hazrat Yunus alayhi wa sallam. And he said, don't degrade Hazrat Yunus alayhi wa sallam. He's my brother. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And when sending durood, send durood upon them as well. And you know what will happen? They will say to our Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah's Nabi, Ya Rasulullah, oh Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our own Umam forgot us, but your Ummah sent for us. How much of joy that will bring to the chest Mubarak, to the heart Mubarak of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Back to this discussion, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Hazrat Maysara individually, he was inspired, but he wasn't prepared to sacrifice by going against his people. Anyway, they all said, you just keep quiet, you join us, and they returned. En route, he motivated them, let's stop at Kindah and speak to them, at Fadak. And they agreed, because we hear the scholars there, and they have the scriptures of the ancient, and they there met the Jewish scholars and rabbis, and then they wanted a meeting with them, and they posed this question to them, that this is the man we found who came to us. So this senior Jewish rabbi sat them down and said to them, that is this the person you're asking for? And they opened their scriptures, and a few other Jewish scholars also came. ثُمَّ دَرَسُوا ذِكْرَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the Jews opened the mention of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم in their books. النبي الأمي العربي يركب الجمل ويجتزئ بالكسرة وليس بالطويل ولا بالقصير ولا بالجعد ولا بالسبط في عينيه حمرة مشرب اللون
and he kept on reading. I'll send to Hazrat Mawlana Zahid Sahib and I'll request him to play it, inshallah, my brother's lecture on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mention in the present day scriptures. Despite the distortions they brought in, despite the changes, it is still there. But this is clear, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the unlettered Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is Arabi. The camel he will ride, the food that he'll eat will be simple, not gigantically tall, nor short, but perfect of height. His hair will be curly, fully curly, completely curly. Nor will it be fully straight, but it will be straight with wavy. His eyes will have some lines of red. His color will be bright with a tinge of red. And this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's amazing descriptions. And inshallah, hopefully, Maulana will play the one where my brother explains Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Bible despite the distortions. Now Hazrat Maysara says to them, that what do you all say now? Then this Jewish community actually said, we advise you, accept him. He is the truth. But our people are jealous of him. That's why we're not following him. And there's some tests we have in this regard. But you all rather be from the right side of history. فَكُونُوا مِمَّنْ يَتَّبِعُهُ Hazrat Maysara says to his people, oh my people, it's clear to you all now. إِنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ بَيِّنٌ What they said, no, we'll see next season of Hajj and we'll go and meet him. They returned home and in that year, none of them agreed to go for Hajj. And then a year or two later, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated to Madinah Munawwarah. Then years went by and the Banu Habs tribe didn't come. Allah's beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to perform Hajjatul Wada'ah and there a man approaches him. And Allah's Nabi recognizes him. Oh, it's you. He says, Allah's Nabi, you remember me. How can I forget you? Wah, wah. Deco. Many, many years ago, Allah's Nabi speaks to a man and our beloved doesn't forget him. This is Allah's beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the greatest. He is the greatest. Ba'd az khuda, buzruk, tuhi, qissa, mukhtasar. Yes. يا صاحب الجمال ويا سيد البشر من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد الصدى بزرق توهي قصة مختصر How great is our beloved! Our words cannot praise him due to his worth, the greatest of Allah's creation. The beloved of Allah. Allah's beloved. Alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat. He never forgets Maysara. Us also, let's try and follow this sunnah. When we meet someone, invite them to Islam and then make dua for them at night. Dawat and dua. Oh Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I always had the yearning desire to follow you from that time you came to us. Not Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited for people to come to him. That time you came to us. But see, I delayed, and those with me have died. You said that they died without Iman, and their abode would be hell. But the Sahabi says, Allah, thank you, you rescued me and saved me. He embraced Islam there and then, became a great Muslim, and he was then very close to Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, when our beloved departed from this transitory world. But what we find in these reports here, that some of those who gave good counsel, like when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the Kindah tribe, he went to all of them, went to the Kindah tribe. Then a Jewish individual said to them, that you are mistaken. You are turning away from this man. You are mistaken. Because if you all follow him, you will rule the whole world. And he is described verbatim, clearly, explicitly in our books, وَنَحْنُ نَجِدُ صِفَتَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ And the Jewish rabbi described our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before those who were there. And then they said, yeah. And he says to them, we even find his land Makkah mentioned. Wadara hijratihi yathrib, where he will migrate to is mentioned. Actually, we're discussing in the mornings also, inshallah, you can acquire it where the previous people, just before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's advent, and how much they knew about our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how many a time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was prophesied by so many people, like Qus, like Umayyah bin Abi Salt, like Salman al-Fadisi, radiallahu anhu, like Zayd bin Amr bin Nufayl, and so many of them. Then this tribe, Kindah, agreed to come the next year, but they were also hindered by one of the elders and they didn't come. But the Jewish individual who gave them good advice, in this report of Abu Nu'aym, as quoted by Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah, and the reporter of this incident of history is none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr's son, Abdullah bin Abi Bakr. And what happened to that Jewish individual? Subhanallah, فَمَاتَ ذَلِكَ الْيَهُودِي فَسُمِعَ عِنْدَ مَوْتِهِ يُصَدِّقُ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَيُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. As he was on his dying bed, he was heard uttering the kalima, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Look at Allah's mercy. Allah knows, Allah would have sent an angel to inspire him to read the kalima because of the good counsel he gave the Kinda tribe. So subhanAllah, there are many good people out there. Give the da'wah. One day, they will take the kalima. Sometimes, and actually a lot of the time, they don't embrace immediately. But Allah is the giver of hidayah. You and I will not be asked whether they embraced or not. We will be asked whether we made the deen available or not. I wish we all can understand this. Give the da'wah. Give the message. Convey it. Speak about the beauty of Islam. Speak about the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all and sundry. Speak about the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amazing akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole world. Speak about the beauty of the adhan, the meaning of the adhan, and bring more and more people. Like in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. You read the translation Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Allah mentions, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah says, others are coming. They haven't come yet. They are coming. Allah is saying to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and at that period, the Muslims of that time, others from the Ummah, they are coming. So Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indicated to the foreign lands like Hazrat Salman, they are coming. So welcome the brothers into the deen. Treat people nicely. Let's be prepared for the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. I was planning to discuss the first hadith in Fadail Amal, but I want you to look at it. It's a hadith from Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah quotes it in the beginning of the chapter of Ramadan in the Fadail Al-Amal. The narrator is that Sahabi who was the longest living Sahabi on the face of the earth. So I won't mention his name to you, but I want you to open the kitab and see that hadith, the first hadith. And today, do ta'aleem for your children in your home and whoever you can, with your staff also, read that hadith, read the translation of it and remember that sahabi's name. And when you will make effort on others, Allah will increase the enthusiasm and the love and the passion and the tawfiq in you first. You all will do this inshallah, in your homes there, wherever you are, make an intention. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Inshallah, inshallah. Jazakumullah
khair. Don't forget, I need, when you're ready, I want to send you what I mentioned in my brother's program on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the present day scriptures. Please, wherever you can, share that with the community, we'd appreciate it.
Inshallah, send it to me. Inshallah, we'll do that. Jazakumullah khair and muftisa for your inspiring message. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.